Hello.
We're back.
We're back.
We are. We've finally managed to get both of us into the shed again.
Exactly.
Well, and trust me, that was harder than it really should have
been. Yeah, it was. I've been busy with my tomato plants.
Yeah, I've been off to England and elsewhere, and you've been crawling on the floor inside the houses.
Yeah, I have. And I don't want to do that again, ever.
No.
No.
Right. But I think we'll just get ourselves up and running, shall we?
We will.
Yeah, we'll begin with this and then I'll talk afterwards. See you in a minute. Your gun is precise and your bayonet's nice, but the ice on the river won't hold you. You'll drown in a trice if you march on the ice, and lonely cold death shall unfold you. Thus spoke his wife as he wetted his knife, hoisting his pot, he said, marching is my life. When you're marching, no woman can scold you. Oh, better her tears, she was younger in years, wiser than he, so she told him. March off if he must, they will all come to dust, for only a coffin shall hold him. How he funded it is quite good as well, but you can go to dukespecial.com and read all about that elsewhere. But yeah, this box set is three separate releases. The box set's called The Stage, A Book and The Silver Screen, and that is from The Stage part of it. It's a track from his soundtrack to the Bertolt Brecht
play Mother Courage and Her Other Children, or something like that it's called, which she performed at live at the National Theatre last year. And yeah, they basically they've recorded the soundtrack to it. It's really really good. It's got a really nice big almost John Barry kind of.
He suits Bertolt Brecht anyway, but it's that sort of cabaret feel that he always brings to his music anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, there's that lovely kind of nostalgic kind of pre rock and roll stuff that just works nicely. But yeah, I think that's as we go on, I'll probably play one from each of the other two releases, because they're all quite different from each other.
Yeah, sounds good.
But they're all very, very good indeed. So, www.dukespecial.com. Please go over there and support the guy. He's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we're going to move over to a Californian band called Ganglions. I think this record was out last year, but it's been just released in Europe now, I think. I'm not 100% sure. But this is a song called Voodoo, and it's very, it's very, it's very Brian Wilson, it's all that Californian sort of thing, apart from the fact that I think they've all escaped from a lunatic asylum, so there's, on one side you have the very nice West Coast sound, and on the other hand you think, well, are these people actually all right in the head? But anyway,
have you heard the Brian Wilson story about when he...
Actually, I suppose Brian Wilson wasn't the all right in the head, was
he? He decided because he'd moved away from the beach and he wanted to...
Is this the sand one?
The sand pit. So he turned his living room into a sand pit.
Was that full of dog shit as well?
Yes,
apparently.
And then his dogs just basically crapped everywhere, and then he had to clean it all out.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of voodoo that we'd like to avoid, listeners.
All wrapped up in this voodoo, and my God's just got to go.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
That's so Pet Sounds, they even do fake meow voices.
I was about to say, I hope the listeners at home or wherever you are were able to discern the meowing sound at one point in there, which is amused us greatly, actually.
Is there one of them having a bath at some point? It's quite good.
There's a lot of strange noise on that.
At the beginning, there's so much reverb on it. It sounds like, you know those child toys with like the echo microphone thing where it just goes like, wow, 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 wow.
There's a slightly unhinged quality to that record, isn't
it? I get the impression that was recorded in the rubber room because they're not allowed out.
There's a fair bit of that.
Good fun, though.
I think it's a great record. I think it's one of those, it's a very artistic cover. The first time I saw it, I thought it was one of these records that, one of these current sort of no wave, no scene, shit gaze kind of records. I thought, oh yeah, it's going to be noisy, but it turned out to be the most Wilson Jefferson Airplane-esque record I could find. But it's
good fun.
It's good stuff, yeah.
Ganglions.
It's Monster Headroom. I suppose I better tell you where it is.
Yeah, Souterrain.
SouterrainTransmissions.com.
Yes.
But
all one word.
We're not going to do that because we're going to say it's www.myspace.com/Ganglion. If you imagine Anglian as in East Anglia, Anglian, but with a G in front of it, Ganglion. Yep. Therefore, you should be able to find there.
Yeah, or Google weed people stuff. And you might find them.
I like that, yeah.
Well, okay, Bright Sparks now. Yeah. Basically, this is from NR1 Records. It's a band called Tin Man. Mm-hmm. And they're a bunch of guys who... Yeah, they're just all right, and they're a bit of fun. This is a song called I've Got My Lithium Eye on You.
Checkout, who purrs at all your treasure trove. I am the lion who sees everything you buy, your hidden love of hidden clothes. I am the bear that taped your phone calls. We'll be right back.
that's perfectly pleasant slice of pop music.
It is. That'll sound brilliant in a nightclub with black, like a nice dark nightclub with sticky.
You nearly said Black Sabbath.
When drinking cider and black currant.
No, let's not talk about Sabbath.
Dancing with girls with stripy t-shirts
on. Let's not
on.
Talk about
Sabbath. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah,
They're on NR1 Records. That's NR1. It's a postcode, apparently.
It's in Norwich.
Yeah, they're called Tin Man. So I presume they're probably myspace.com/Tin Man or something. But I have... nr1.co.uk, you'll find them over there. Then
enjoyable enough.
I'd rather hear crap like that on the radio than some of the crap that's actually on there. So.
Well, some of the things I play. Okay, if you're driving your car and you have no recourse to turning it off, which I heard it was the face of one unlucky listener who was subjected to the Julie Mittens driving to work last time, I would suggest that if you're there, turn off your car radio now, or at least turn it down as best you can, or pull over. This is a band called, it's an artist called Toulouse Low Tracks, and this is an album called Mass Talk, and it's on Karaoke Kelk label, the fabulous Karaoke Kelk label, and it's very sort of like, if you like Cluster, you'll like this. If you don't like Cluster, I wouldn't bother. extremely enjoyable record, despite the slightly monolithic sonic palette, he says, more pretentiously. I said, if you like Cluster, it sounds just like some
sure
Zeitz and... And also a very early Aphex Twin, that analog bubble bath era Aphex Twin, but I think it's a fantastic record, isn't it?
But I'm sure there's quite a few around there still sitting waiting for something to happen. But it did, and you missed it.
Yeah,
there we go.
Things happen in the background.
Yeah, where can people find more?
Would
you like to do that?
I do, and you do like prompting me on this matter. It's
we get letters.
Yeah.
From the Radio 40,
the inland
a lot, honestly.
The Inland Revenue, okay.
I do believe someone's walked.
I wrote a letter. Karaoke Calc, and that's KaraokeKalk. .da, you'll guess that's in Germany. And you need to look up Toulouse, T-O-L-O-U-S-E, Low Tracks, and tracks within NX. Karaoke Calc, they're a great label. They've got a lot of very nice ambient and electronica and wibbly things, if you're into that.
Yeah, well, there's some more ambient electronic wiggly things coming right now.
Fantastic.
This is a band called Alluvium, and this is apparently his fifth or sixth LP, and all I've got to say to you is, why didn't any of you tell us about him beforehand? Because he's bloody marvellous. This is a song called The Motion Makes Me Last, and we're going to have a cup of tea.
Here we are.
I suggest you go and put the kettle on. This could be fun.
Ooh, that was tremendous, that. I enjoyed that most effusively.
Yeah, what is it that has my mind so hypnotised when shapes are for looking at and their colours create my mood? I'm a vessel between two places I've never been. Alluvium, that's a song called The Motion Makes Me Last from his new album called Similes. And the package was printed with a minimum of 95% post-consumer recycled material.
Thanks for telling me that, Dames.
Yeah.
Hey, so talking about post-consumer recycled material, have you seen any tomato plants? They've got, you know, them little yellow...
They're coming on quite well,
I know, the flowers are coming. But I've got to get 3 layers of flowers, apparently. Those are Cornish tomato plants, you know that?
Cornish tomato plants?
We brought some tomato seeds back from Cornwall.
Pisky tomatoes.
I hope they're rather big.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's, Alluvium is Matthew Cooper, alluvium.net, obsoleteworld.com, or temporaryresidence.com. I suggest you go and do that if you just want to while away your spring afternoons.
Give that a good play. And now from quiet...
just kind of wake you up a bit.
Romantic music to something a bit louder. This is a band called Frog Eyes, a Canadian band on Dead Oceans label. And this is quite an extraordinary vocal performance, falling somewhere between... Nick Cave's earlier Bad Seed runouts and I don't know, Cabaret I'd suppose. It is something else. This is a song called The Sensitive Girls, and I don't think they're very sensitive if they have to listen to this, I can tell you.
These music biscuits are good.
Good, they are good, aren't they? I enjoy them very much. body.
A good bit of yearning there.
Yeah, there was a bit of yearning, I think. He's after them sensitive girls, but I think
whatever he said, he meant it.
He did. Yeah. Warbling like some sort of cross between Brian Ferry, Elvis and Nick Cave isn't going to pull the sensitive girls. I think he should take up knitting or something. But it's a tremendous record, full of brim and brio. It's on Dead Oceans label, which is deadoceans.com. And I think it's out, well, it says here, released it April 26th in the UK, April 27th everywhere else in Europe, which is today, it's 25th of April. Not that it really matters, because by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be already out, but who cares? I'll go and check that out. It's called, the band are called Frog Eyes, and the LP is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. Right, anyway, carrying on.
Yeah, another one from NR1 Records here. This is a little band called Violet Violet, and just when you think you've had enough of all two-piece rock and roll bands, here comes another one that you might like.
What track are we going to play, James?
We might as well try track one, For the Young and Fresh-Boned.
Is that a chicken?
With the oatcakes and the right. Wednesdaydale and Branson
Pickles.
And we'll have that in a minute. I'm going to round off this, which is the end of part one. That was Violet Violet from basically their new single For the Young and Fresh Born. And yeah, if that doesn't turn you on, then you just.
I think
dead,
Wednesdaydale will turn me on more, to be honest. But I thought it was a very good record.
Oh well, very very good record, very 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 good fun. And apparently Wednesdaydale cheese is more erotic, so there you go. See you in part two. Bye-bye.